the daddy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dinosaur Show on Black Talk Radio.
What's your name?
Norma.
What's my name?
Dan.
Well, right, but I'm Daddy on this show, right? Daddy and Norma Show? It's been a little while. It's been 3 weeks since we've done a show.
Yeah.
And it is good to be back on Blog Talk Radio talking about, what are we talking about today?
Not sure.
What do you think we should talk about? What's happened over the past couple of weeks? Baby Adelaide was born. Mm-hmm. Baby Emma was born. Jason and Leslie. And Uncle Steven moved to Chicago with Wade.
Yeah.
To start their lives together out there.
Yeah.
We are planning our trip to Disney World.
Yes.
What else? What else is going on? You've been going to school and dance class.
Yes. And I just started school again.
Right. So what do you want to talk about first?
Columbus Day.
You want to talk about Columbus Day?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
What we do on Columbus Day?
What do we do on Columbus Day? Columbus Day is a holiday that was made for a guy by the name of Christopher Columbus, who sailed 3 boats and ended up landing somewhere near America. And he was credited for a while. No, stop. You're going to stretch out your shirt. He was credited for a while with finding America. But the holiday has become a celebration of discovery and a celebration for people of Italian heritage, along with everyone else other than some workers getting the day off. So I think you have the day off from school, right?
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do on your day off?
We might go to Marlena's house or Ellie's house.
You think? Hey, that sounds like fun. Have you been doing that after school of late? No, you haven't gone over Ellie or Marlena's house recently?
I did.
Yeah, was that fun? Yeah, did you get to eat lunch with them?
Yeah. I went over today.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday? Today? Today, we have to figure out what we're going to do. We're probably going to go food shopping because next weekend, this is something we didn't mention before. Next weekend, your cousins are going to come visit. Right? And who are they?
And I'm Maggie and Angelo.
Yeah. They're going to come over to visit. And we're going to have a full house under 5. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun. And you'll get to spend some time with your cousins. What do you want to show your cousins the most? What part of your house or the area do you want to show your cousins?
That area.
Your playroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to show them the playground?
Yeah.
What do you like most about the playground?
Playing on the slides.
Playing on the slides?
And playing around.
Playing around near the swings?
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number to call in is...
I don't want to go on the swings.
I'm sure she would love to go on the swings.
Yeah, but will Andrew go on the swings?
Andrew might be able to be held on the swings. Andrew's just a little bit older than Maeve. So you know how Maeve doesn't sit up really on her own quite yet?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't stand up on her own. She sits up. But she wouldn't be able to hold on to the swing. But maybe the swings down in the park, because the park has baby swings, right?
What park?
The park down right across the street from us. So, that's what I was going to say. The phone number to call in is 917-889-7071. So, Nora, last weekend,
yeah.
I believe... No, 2 weekends ago. 2 weekends ago, we say goodbye to Uncle Steven, right? He moved to Chicago with Wade. And we talked to him a couple of times. He seems to be doing well. Of course, as Steven does, he'll be off to Maine at the beginning of November before coming home for a day because he's going to come help with Mommy's cabaret, right? The cabaret that Tiffany and Mommy are producing. And you're producing as well, yes. No, it looks like we have a caller. Well, you know how this goes. Go ahead.
So I don't where you're calling from.
Hi, Nora.
It's my mom. You have to talk into the
Who is it,
microphone.
Nora?
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Nora, I have a question.
What is it?
Can I go on the swings?
They're so little. They're for babies.
You're saying I'm too big?
Yeah. They're for kids. Next weekend, my cousins are coming over and me and Maggie might go on the swings and Anna might and I will and it's okay.
Do you know who else is coming over? Grandma.
She is?
Yes.
Going to be one big sleepover.
That sound like fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And Grandma, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is it?
My classmate is asleep.
Okay, what's the question?
No, that's the question.
Oh, the question is, be quiet, Maeve's asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, Maeve can't hear me, I don't think. You have your headphone on, right?
No,
Yeah.
our headphones aren't working on this laptop for some reason.
Yeah.
They're on the speaker, but
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not that loud.
Well, I'll talk
No.
softly. I got to see Anna and Maggie and Andrew last weekend.
Grandma went down to see
And
them at
they're
your house.
really looking forward to playing with you. And
That's really
you know
fun.
what Maggie wants to do?
No.
Maggie wants to dress up as a princess.
I
Do you
think
think
we
you
can
want to
make
do that
that
with
work.
her?
We have to get. We Maggie should use nails.
No, Maggie's much bigger than Maeve. She's more your size, closer to your size. So she'll wear one of your dresses.
And I will.
And Anna will too.
And me too.
And you too. And Daddy?
Nah, they're
No.
too big for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that say, Bobby? Can we read it, Bobby?
We'll read it later. We'll explain later, okay? We don't want to give it away. There might be people listening to the show. And Mommy's working on a secret surprise.
Ah, secret surprise. Wow.
Yeah.
I love secret surprises.
Bye, Mama. See
Okay, Nora. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom. All right. You have a quick hook, I must say. Once you're done with the caller, you get them off the air. No lingering for you. So Nora, Grandma got to see Maggie, Andrew, and Anna last weekend. She went down with Steve and Chloe to see them. And they got to play, and it sounds like they're really excited to come visit. And they're going to get to play, and we're going to get to share with them.
I will share.
You will share?
And
Okay.
make you talk to music class with me.
Oh, you're going to make your own music class? I think that's a great idea. That'll be a lot of fun. We can make our own music class in here.
How?
Well, I think we can figure something out, being Daddy and Mommy are so musically inclined. Maybe we can get Uncle Steven on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Steven.
Oh, I didn't mean right now. I meant next weekend. But oh, Nora, next weekend we should do a Daddy and Nora show with all your cousins. How much fun would that be? Yeah, it'd be like herding cats, but it'll be awesome. All right, so we'll plan that out for next weekend. What about Maeve?
Yeah, we can do that.
And Mommy and Grandma?
Yeah.
It'll be a party show. So the phone number again is 917-889-7071. So, Nora, tell me, are you looking forward for when Uncle Stephen comes for a visit? How's
yeah.
that? Yeah. He'll be here in November.
November?
Mm-hmm. In a couple weeks. He'll come for a visit, and then he'll be off to Portland, Maine. It's a town. Do you remember when we went to the beach with Grampy and you went looking for crabs?
Yeah.
2 summers ago? That was in Maine.
It was?
Mm-hmm. You have to be near the microphone, Dunn.
I am.
Okay. And so Uncle Stephen will be up there doing a show.
He will. Can we? Me and Grampy. Next weekend, with my cousins, can Alva come over too?
I don't know. We'll see. That would be a lot of little kid energy to play with, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Okay. So Nora, tell me about your dance class. How's it been going?
Good.
Good. Have you been having fun?
Yeah.
Are you learning different dance moves?
Yeah.
Have you learned how to sashay?
Yeah.
What else have you learned?
Nothing else.
That's the only thing you've learned so far?
I want to learn other things.
Which are what?
I don't know the names.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm prepared. Yeah.
Are you trying to talk like Daddy? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
What else?
Yeah.
We went apple picking, right?
Yeah.
We went apple picking with Lucy
and
Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela. And Joe and Claire.
That's right. And Mommy and Daddy and Maeve, right?
Yeah.
And we went out to New Jersey. And
yeah.
We went to a very large apple farm.
Yeah.
They have pumpkins, too.
Yeah, but they get picked some.
What's that?
Do you get to
No, maybe, you know what we'll try. Might try to do? We might try to get pumpkins tomorrow.
With my cousins.
Well, no, tomorrow would be for when your cousins are here, so we can paint pumpkins next weekend.
With my cousins?
Yeah, with your cousins.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Hi. Oh, thanks for the kiss. but we went apple picking. Did you have fun?
Yes.
And then do you remember what we did after apple picking?
We went to Joe and Claire's.
Right, and what did Joe let you and Lucy help with?
Pizza.
Yeah, did you make your own pizzas?
Yes.
Yeah, were you a little chef for the day?
Yeah, and Lucy fell off.
Yeah, Lucy fell off the step stool, but
Why?
She was okay. Because there wasn't a ton of room up there for the two of you. You did a good job of sharing for the most part, but when you guys moved around, there wasn't much room to be up there.
Yeah. Why would she fell off?
There wasn't enough room all the time, so you fell off. It happens.
Did I knock her off?
No, you didn't knock her off. There just wasn't enough room.
Why she cried?
Of course, she fell down. She hit her butt on the floor. Hi.
Silly.
What's silly? Me saying the word butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. The bottom. Her took us.
Her behind.
Her behind. Good use of a synonym. You're silly. You know that? Sonora, what are you most looking forward to when we go to Disney World? Meeting the princesses. Okay. And which princess do you want to meet the most?
Rapunzel.
It's Rapunzel? Okay.
Does she live in her tower?
I think she walks around at Disney. I think they let her out of her tower.
Why?
Because I don't think her stepmother is there, so she's allowed out of the tower to walk around, and the evil witch is there.
Evil witch?
Yeah, the one who pretended to be her mommy.
But
she's not there, so Rapunzel gets to walk around and meet little kids like you.
But when the bad witch comes back, Lucy Will she say, go back in your tower?
She might, but I don't know if she's around.
Why she might?
Because that's what she does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What else do you want to do when we're at Disney? Do you want to go on rides?
Yeah.
Is there a specific ride you want to go on? Doing it on the teacups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, there are tons of things to do, darling. It's a very big amusement park. So there are lots of things to do, lots of rides, lots of shows.
I like amusement parks.
Yeah, a lot of people like amusement parks. And there's a pool at our hotel we can use.
A kid one?
I think there's a kid section to the pool. I don't remember, though.
Where are the kid section?
It's in the front. And then there are all sorts of restaurants we'll go to. And you'll go to the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll...
We're going to have breakfast.
It depends on the day. One day we'll probably have it at the hotel.
It would say we'll have it somewhere else.
On the second full day we're there, we'll have it at a place called Hollywood and Vine.
I haven't been there.
No, you haven't. And that's where Jake and the Neverland Pirates and Little Einsteins and Handy Manny... they all eat breakfast, so we'll eat breakfast with them. Okay? What are you doing?
I'm headbutting you.
Okay, why are you headbutting me?
Because I want to.
Because you love to headbutt me. All right, gentle, please.
Everybody go to Hollywood Studios?
You want everyone to go to the Hollywood Studios?
We might.
You might go. Yeah, we are going to Hollywood Studios when we're there.
Daddy?
Yeah.
We'll say bye.
What's that? You want to say bye? You're all done?
Yeah.
All right, we have 15 minutes left in the show.
We'll say bye.
All right,
bye.
You say bye. I'll talk the rest of the time, okay? Go ahead.
I said bye.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Say bye. Okay, so you're all done. You can walk away. But you said bye. Are you all done with the show?
No.
Then why'd you say bye?
Because I wanted to.
You silly pants. You know that? Oh, sounds like Maeve's awake. Can you talk to the people while I go get Maeve? Please?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to them.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He's busy pouring his coffee. He's busy straightening his tie. Maybe in a house, or hidden by a hill. He's busy playing piano. He's busy
paying a bill.
Betcha they're young.
Betcha they're smart.
But they collect things.
Like ashtrays and art.
Betcha they're good.
Why shouldn't they be?
The one mistake.
Was giving up me.
So maybe now it plans a lesson. Time will quick up get your baby. Baby.
Good job.
Betcha he weird, betcha see stars. Bet she can make me my hair design. And I give me some clothes to wear. And can make me
a remix?
A clothes. No, it was new words.
New words?
Yeah.
You're rewriting the show?
Yeah, but what's this book go to?
It's on my book bag. So, Nora, the weather is changing, right? So it's going to be time for Halloween soon.
Yeah,
what
it's October.
It is October. Somebody's birthday is coming up soon.
Yeah, whose birthday?
I don't know whose birthday is coming up soon.
Mine.
No, not yours.
You.
Mine, yeah. So... Halloween's coming up soon, and Maeve is awake, and is laughy, which is nice to see. And there are hugs going on. Everybody's happy.
Can you say hi?
Say hi.
Say hi. Say me. Say. Hi, Hello, it's Maven Nora talking into the microphone.
Okay. I'll hold the microphone.
Me and Maven talking. And hello, yeah. These are Maven and Mommy.
Yeah.
And next weekend. Do you know what's coming here? It's Maggie and I and Angel. Me and Angel can play together. And me and Maggie and Anna will play together. We all will play together.
Unless I will play with you.
Morse code on the microphone. And now Nora is sharing her stinky feet with Maeve. 917-889-7071. So Nora, what are you going as for Halloween?
A witch.
Did you get your costume yet?
Yes. Can I wear my costume?
Not right now, no. But do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Maeve's gonna be my cat.
Maeve's gonna be your cat? So Nora, what's your favorite game to play with Maeve?
Crawling.
You like crawling around with Maeve? Is she a good crawler?
Crawl over daddy.
That's a fun game. Yeah. So Nora, are we all done with the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can get me a hat?
Yeah, yours.
Why do I need a hat?
Because I want you to look awesome. Let's see that. Here.
I don't know if that was her, but Nora said she would get me a hat because she wants me to look awesome. With a big thumbs up. What do you have to say, Maeve? Hey, Nora, where are you getting a hat from? Maeve, talk to the audience. Maeve detached the microphone, so I'm not even sure if it's still working, but I plugged it back in. We'll see what happens. Here it is. Where'd you get it from? My dresser? Yeah. So you had to climb on the bed to do that?
I knew.
Watch your step. Cool. Alright, Nora, if we're all done, let's say goodbye to everybody and we'll talk to them next weekend, okay?
Talk to you next weekend. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Daddy and Nora show. As always, we appreciate it.
We
talked to Grandma and we said bye. And we talked to Maeve for a little bit. And that's going to do it, I guess, right? Are we all finished? Yeah? All right. That's going to do it for the Daddy and Nora show. We'll talk to you next weekend when the cousins are here. And we hope you we hope you enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
And good boy, Daddy.
Are you saying I'm a good boy?
Yeah.
For what?
You get that sticker.
I get another sticker. Fantastic.
You play all your time.
Thank you.
Neither. Daddy, can I